Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me. I was told I would never speak again for this person's organization ever. Blackballed for life. Today's Every Day is Saturday show. Welcome, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational show for entrepreneurs on planet Earth. It's great to have you inside the Every Day is Saturday community. Friday, February 21st. 2014, casual Friday. But as we discuss in today's show, there's nothing casual about Fridays. Except that teaser at the top of the show where I told you that a gentleman actually told me that I was never going to speak for his organization. I'm going to share with you why. Before we get started, if you're tuning in for the first time, I want to welcome you. Thank you so much for finding the Everyday Saturday Show on iTunes. By the way, I want to give out a little love, reciprocate the love that's been given to me on iTunes. Some ratings and reviews, they keep coming in. Gary Pittman titled the review on iTunes, "So glad I found this guy. I found this podcast a few months ago, and honestly, Sam has made more sense to me on life and business than anyone I've ever heard. Totally awesome." 4 exclamation points. Gary, thank you so much. From Stir35, "Sam is the man. I've been listening to Sam since 2008. I've laughed, I've cried listening to his podcast. Now that he's doing them every day, I'm hooked. He's one of the reasons why I'll be able to quit my job, out of bed, J-O-B, this year. Keep it up, Sam." And one last one from BlackStallion123. "This guy, Sam Crowley, is fantastic. The most effective podcast on iTunes." Hey, I really do appreciate that. I have a lot of fun with that. First of all, lots of love, man. Thank you so much. Men and women all around the planet tuning into the Everyday Saturday Show. If you find a minute, could you do me a favor? Could you leave a review just like that? Really from the heart, honest, you know, great review on iTunes. Give it 5 stars so we get the show ranked higher on iTunes and more great people like yourself, entrepreneurs that are on their Everyday is Saturday journey, can find the show easier when you show the love for the message. All right. Also, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I'm always interacting with fans of the show. Great ideas. I was talking about trying to come up with some different workouts. I went and saw the masseuse yesterday, got an hour massage. You know, if you've never got a massage or if you haven't had one lately, treat yourself. Let me tell you something. Now, there's a double-edged sword to that. There's, I guess, the deep tissue massage where yesterday, literally, it felt like the lady was putting her elbow from my back through my chest, through the bed that I was laying on, whatever those things are called, down into the floor. I literally felt like that was what was going on with her elbow into my back. Boy, I'll tell you, about an hour later, yours truly started to loosen up a little bit. So it was well worth it. But if you haven't treated yourself to a massage, get on Groupon. I'm sure there's one in your area. You can get one at always half off someplace, a spa or massage place. Well worth it. I never think to treat myself to stuff like that because I'm always spending money on my kids. But we never treat – as parents, isn't it funny? Like the last person that we think to give ourselves a nice treat, nice reward for is us. You know, once you have kids, I can't think of any more of a selfless, relationship than when you have kids. It's all about them. My wife's even worse. I mean, first of all, the pecking order is our girls first, and then me. And then my wife is always the one who's always like, "Hey, can I get sick now? Because when Sam gets like a case of the sniffles." Perfect example. Yesterday, I'm on this massage chair trying to work out the kinks in my back. My wife's had a pain in her leg for like 7 years. Anyway, it's just funny, man. So treat yourself to a massage. Treat yourself like every day truly is Saturday. So, hey, I want to get into today's show. It is Friday, February 21st, 2014, as of the date of this recording, and casual Friday. Don't you love them? Remember, if you're an entrepreneur, remember when it used to have dress-down Fridays in the workplace? You'd go in, if you're a guy, you've got your polo shirt on, your pair of khakis, loafers, or maybe you really dress down. Sometimes in like a call center or in a telephone sales environment, you wear jeans, you know? Who knows? Sometimes dress down days can get tricky, man. You get people take it almost a little bit too far, and it's like, hey, why don't you dress up a little bit? You know what I mean? Why don't you put some clothes on? You know what I'm talking about, right? I could go into some stories, man. I'm just thinking of some of the outfits, man. I was a manager and first level manager in corporate. This was, oh God, I don't even know, late 90s. And all I wanted to do on Friday was get out of the office. I went out, hit it hard the night before. I was in my late 20s, so Thursday night at, yours truly was getting after it in a big way. And then wake up hungover on Friday, and I'd go into the office and just try to get through the workday. And nobody's working on Friday, first of all. Nobody. We're going to talk about some ways to eliminate that lack of productivity, at least as an entrepreneur. I'm going to tell you what my Friday looks like. You know, Friday's a great day. When I get a lot done on Fridays, but Friday's my network day. Friday's the day I reach out, have a lot of conversations. I'm on the phone a lot on Fridays, more so than any other day of the week, because people let their guard down. You know, they want to chat. But anyway, let me finish the story. So I'm working in the workplace, and all I want to do is, you know, I'm making like 45, 50 grand salary, severely underpaid, working 12 hours a day, went out the night before, didn't have any kids, you know, was married, engaged, Angela at the time, whatever. And just went out Thursday nights, you know, hit it pretty hard. And one female in our office dressed up. I don't even know if you call it dressed up, but I don't think she went home the night before. I think she went out to the bars and then came into work. I'm not kidding. I'm 100% serious. So, young girl, telephone sales rep. And some of the older ladies in the office came into me. The guys were like, dude, wow. Did you see Mary? Holy cow. Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, man. Whatever. Get out. I got some work done. And some of the older ladies in the office like, Sam, I would greatly appreciate it if you would have a conversation with Mary. That is so inappropriate what she's wearing right now. I'm like, oh, I know it is, but look, man, I'm 28, 29. I don't want to have this conversation. I know this is someplace in the Nice to Have You With Us handbook for managers. I didn't read it in the John Maxwell leadership book yet. I'm sure it's someplace. I don't know how to have this conversation on a casual Friday, hungover, trying to talk to a girl about, you know, you really need to. I mean, we're talking like spaghetti string blouse, a halter top deal, a skirt barely long enough, and heels that were like up to my knee, okay? I mean, that's kind of how she's dressed. That'd give you kind of an idea. So I don't want to say it's something you find on a street corner, but, you know, not far off that. So anyway, finally had to have the conversation because it was just way too much of a distraction. Guys were loving it. Girls were hating it. And had to have the conversation. So called her in and said, hey, Mary, how you doing? And I'm completely green. I mean, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I just said, hey, how you doing? Good, good. And I'm like, you know, squirming around trying to figure out. So I only know, just direct. This is just, I said, hey, nobody likes the way you're dressed. I don't know what's up, but you got to go home and get changed. It's like, what are you talking about? I was like, well, just, hey. And I didn't want to say that I didn't find it offensive because it was a distraction, especially to my team. I was like, why don't you go home, get changed, come on back to work. And all of a sudden, I'm like the bad guy. I don't think, first of all, I didn't do a very good job of positioning it because there is a way. It was called, we were trained in corporate, open, develop, clarify, agree, and close. That's the way you have a conversation in corporate. Maybe you have it like that regularly. I mean, I don't have it with my kids that way. I'm just like, hey, clean your room. Shut up and clean your room, okay? But open the conversation, develop the conversation, clarify your point, gain agreement from the other party, and then close, which is like wrap a nice bow around. So this conversation kind of went open, clarify, close. There's no agreement, no development. It's like, hey, Mary, nobody likes the way you're dressed. You got to fix it. Go home. All right, we cool? Because I got a headache, man. I just can't do it. She's like, yeah, okay. Mad at me. So I had half the office mad at me for her. I had her mad at me, and I had like, you know, four guys under the age of 30 mad at me because I made her go home and change. So anyway, that's my casual Friday story for today. Always funny, though, to see what people wear. You ever go into a bank and places like that where they have their dress down Friday? I mean, what are some of the wildest, wackiest outfits you've seen? I'd be curious. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. If you got a casual Friday story, either you were a part of it or you witnessed it, man. There's some funny things going on. So there's a guy, a buddy of mine, referred me to an organization a couple years ago and said, hey, you should really have Sam Crowley come in and talk to your sales force. And ironically enough, this doesn't happen very often, but the guy had heard of me. I don't know if he said he saw me on social media and he heard my podcast, which is flattering. But the guy sent him an email, says, hey, you got to have Sam Crowley from Every Day is Saturday come in and talk to your sales force. He's going to get him jacked up. And the guy's like, sends an email back to him and says, yeah, I am not a fan of Sam Crowley because he takes a lot of shots. I don't know if you know this or not, but he takes a lot of shots at employees and people in a job, mainly as an example of Dress Down Friday, which is what I actually use for my organization for motivation, okay? And I actually use Casual Friday to motivate my people who exceed expectations Monday through Thursday that they can participate in Dress Down Friday. So yeah, Sam Crowley will not be coming into our organization today, tomorrow, or ever, okay? Sincerely yours, Johnny Corporate. I was like, whoa. My buddy forwarded the email over to me, howling. Hey, you made another friend in corporate. I was like, well, you know. What's that tell you, though? What's that tell you? It tells you that the brand is pretty well defined, right? It tells you that they're not going to have me come in talking to anybody on a Friday, right? And I told you, I think I said this in a number of podcasts. I started out wanting to be the speaker to Johnny Corporate, to the entrepreneur, I mean, to Mrs. Homemaker, everybody. Like, I thought that the Every Day is Saturday gospel would want to be heard, you know, by everybody. Everybody, you know. Everybody loves it. It's a great – well, they don't. And this is a good marketing lesson for you. Not everybody – it's – not everybody's going to love your message. And it's as important for you to figure out quickly who your message is not for as who it is for, because then you'll never feel like you're a sellout. Then you don't feel like you have to go over the top and create stuff. Look, this show, the podcast, it's us hanging out at Starbucks, a coffee shop. I'm telling you about, well, I'm relaying to you. I'm not telling you, but I'm just explaining to you life as an entrepreneur, you know, and you can take some of this advice, none of it or all of it, but I'm here to tell you, these are real stories, all of them, that happen in the day in the life of an entrepreneur, you know, and an employee with the Casual Friday. But it's as important to understand who your market is not for, because then when you start creating content and you start creating your own message and you start developing this business that you want to develop, you know that it's going to resonate exactly the way it should with the people that it should. You know, you don't ever have to force it. When you got to start forcing it, guess what you've just done again? You've gotten yourself a job. That's what you got. You got a job. Don't ever make it feel like a job. You know, there's work. Work's hard enough, you know. But like what we're doing right here, having this casual conversation, I love it, man. I could share these stories, and I do. I do it with you every single day on the Everyday Saturday Show. By the way, station identification, you can listen to the Everyday Saturday Show on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes, open it up on your Mac in the browser, go to iTunes.com if you own a PC. Search for Every Day is Saturday, Sam Crowley, Motivation. You'll find the show. The easiest way to do it, just go to everydayissaturday.com. Click on the podcast icon there, and you can subscribe directly from the website and stream it right there. We have a bit of a blog that describes the show every day as well. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, and let me know your thoughts on the show. Love it. That's awesome. Hate it. Make sure you tell twice as many people. All right. Either way, hashtag Every Day is Saturday. So let's talk about ways to eliminate that dreaded Friday drag that everybody seems to go through. Oh, it's Friday. Let's have fun, not work, and just kind of take the day off. And first of all, let me just say, if that's your business model and it works for you, that's awesome. What I observe is a lot of people kind of lose productivity and they leave some money on the table on Fridays. And I try not to do that. I'll take Fridays off if I deserve to take a Friday off, but I try not to. My Fridays mainly are made up of networking. I pound the phone a lot, and not in the fact that I'm trying to sell anything to anybody. I want to connect with people. Like today, I just had a great conversation with a girl who took my podcasting course a few years ago, Chris, who is absolutely crushing it with her own business now, teaching other entrepreneurs how to thrive and survive and do very well. She is a JV master and is lining up business. She's doing multiple six figures now. I'm just so proud of her. I mean, she put in the work. I mean, close to probably 10 years out there and going to live events, going to seminars, trying to find joint ventures, buying courses like my podcast course, for example, just to figure out how to get their message out there and get it across. She's got a dynamite podcast now. I'm just so proud of her. I reached out to her about an hour ago and caught up, see how we can work together in maybe the next couple of months and help each other out in business and just share what we got going on. You know, what's new with you? What's working with you? What's not working with you? Talked to a sound guy because I bought a new mixer today and a new microphone. This is going to be one of the last shows you're going to hear on this microphone. It's going to sound so much better in about a week. More clearer, because I finally got the entire Everyday Saturday studio finished down here. You know, I've had the contractor here for about 11 years, right? I mean, not really, but it felt like it. You know, the guys that operated the saw downstairs without any ventilation, went upstairs, threw up on my lawn, no shirt on, spread eagle, neighbors drive by. You know those guys, right? Yeah, well, they finally left the house. So now I can set the entire sound studio up the way I want to. I'll take some photos, post them up at everydayisaturday.com. You check it out. I'll put them on Twitter. Make sure you follow me, at Sam Crowley. But productivity for me, there's a lot of different ways you can be productive. It doesn't have to be selling anything, but make sure. For me, I love Fridays because why? At the beginning of the show, I said I love Fridays because everybody's guard is down. Everybody is naturally happier because they're coming into the weekend. Right, wrong, or indifferent, even if you're an entrepreneur, I don't know a lot of entrepreneurs that bust it hard on a Friday, unless you're speaking at an event or you've got a webinar. But I don't know a lot of entrepreneurs that are just locked in the cave working for 12 hours on a Friday. It just isn't that way. You know, it's just not that way, especially if you have kids, because once they come home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon from school or whatever, they're all fired up and jacked up and they want to go out and get pizza and go to Chuck E. Cheese or whatever age they are, going to the high school events if they're in high school, that type of stuff. So as a parent, it really dictates it. So I, for example, I have a call tonight, 7:15, scheduled another joint venture call just to reach out to individuals. Another female. I love doing business with women because women don't have the egos guys have. Like trying to crack the code with a guy, trying to work together, they're all about ego. They're all about, what are you going to do for me? And who are you? What do you want? And I'm great. No, aren't I just spectacular? Right? I find it easier to do joint ventures with women. You know, they're just, I don't know what it is, man. They're easier to work with. They just, you know, they're giving. They're not, there's no BS. You don't got to cut through all that crap. So anyway, I got another call at 7:15 tonight on a Friday night. And some people may think, geez, Sam, do you ever stop working? You're working till 7. What's that call going to go to 8 on a Friday? Huh, that doesn't sound like every day is Saturday. Well, it is. Hey, keep in mind, I'm not working 12 hours straight. I didn't get into an office at 8 in the morning, and I'm working till 8 at night. I had a call at 12:30, went to 1:30. I'm recording this podcast right now. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon on a Friday. Get this edited up on the up on iTunes and up on the blog by 3:30. And then my kids are home, hang out with them, eat, play, whatever, have a good time. And then 7:15, jump on a call for 45 minutes, back to the family, put kids to bed, get up tomorrow, and have a great time on the weekend. See, when you're an entrepreneur, there's nothing more powerful than having control. And I don't mean control in a bad way. Like, I don't mean, you know, dictatorship control. I mean control of your schedule, control of your life. Because when I was in a job, and you know this, if you've had a job or maybe you're still in one, Friday, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you're looking at the clock, and if you can't get out, you know, I was an outside sales, it'd be great. Hey, got a call, 3, yeah, okay, thanks, see you later. See you Monday. I mean, every outside sales rep had a call at 3 o'clock on a Friday, all right? And when I was single, the call was always at Jack's place in Buffalo at the bar. But when you're an entrepreneur, you can control the schedule. When you got a job, it's like, oh, my God, it's 4 o'clock, I got another hour here. And then traffic on Fridays is horrible. You know, and it's an hour commute when it's normally a half hour. It's just terrible. It's terrible. Just terrible when you don't have control. When you're an entrepreneur, I mean, this should get you jacked up enough to get excited is having control over your schedule, getting out of the office, not even going in the office, but having the ability to get out, go golfing at noon, go to a show, go to the movies, go travel, get an early start on the weekend and go visit somebody. You can control Monday through Friday. And look, as an entrepreneur, you're working Saturday, Sunday. Yes, you are. But you know what? It's beautiful. It's awesome. Tomorrow I'll be doing some real estate stuff. Where are we looking at the rentals, vacancies, things like that? I'm doing some stuff with Every Day is Saturday. Got a new product coming out that I can't quite talk about right now. Tease, but it'll be coming out soon. Again, all in the name of just sharing intellectual property and helping people make Every Day Saturday. But casual Fridays, man, that's for the workforce. You know, there's nothing casual about Fridays when you're an entrepreneur. So here's my number one tip. My number one tip to not make casual a Friday, because you will be a casualty very shortly, is to get on the phone and talk to people. Make it a point to get on the phone and chat with people on Fridays because they're always in a great mood. They're thinking about the weekend, the week is over. Even as an entrepreneur, same thing, you know? I mean, we don't deprogram ourselves, even though every day is Saturday. People are in a great mood. So I would highly recommend taking Fridays and making it a day that you're going to reach out to people to do business with and just laying the foundation, planting a seed, just saying hi. Hey, and always say, you know, how can I help you out? What's up? Tell me what's going on in your business. How you doing? Hey, my name's Sam Crowley. Great to meet you. That's what I said on three calls today. I'm saying it again at 7:15 tonight. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Nice to meet you. Tell me what your business is. What do you got going on? And then ultimately you talk about how we can help each other. But that's not first out of the gate. People don't want you to think they got your hands in their pocket. So use Fridays to communicate. That's what I would say. That's how I would make casual Friday a little less casual and a little more bang for your buck. Because let me tell you, you're not doing it for today, this Friday, but 90 days down the road, maybe it's 6 months down the road, you're going to be thanking yourself. If it's February 21st, 2014, August 21st, 2014, I promise you I would have made a good chunk of change from the conversations I had today. Promise you that much. At least make a difference in the lives of other people, which is all you can ask. But you do get paid for the value that you bring to other people. So when you put it all together, remember, if A equals B, B equals C, A equals C. It's awesome, man. I love doing algebraic equations for the guy that's got 20 college credits on the Every Day is Saturday show. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Nothing casual about Friday. Don't be a casualty of the workplace and certainly your own business. And go ahead today and make it the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.